Back on the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium, I'm joined by manager Colin Woody. Woody, good to chat with you again. First game back off the All-Star break. Most importantly, how did it feel to enjoy those few days off?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, any season is a grind, especially, you know, the professional baseball season where it feels like even our off days aren't off days. So to get a few consecutive off days there, it felt nice, you know, for myself personally. I know the staff appreciated it, and the players definitely deserved a few days to rest, and hopefully they all took advantage of that.
It almost feels like it's a vacation of sorts because you get the one day off on Monday, but then when you have four in a row like that, it just feels like it's you've been gone forever from the game.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It definitely, at the end of the All-Star break, you start feeling like, all right, like, let's kind of get back to it. You get the itch again, which is funny because it's only been a few days, but, like, you get that itch. It feels like you haven't played in forever because you're so used to quick turnarounds.
You guys are coming off a pretty nice road trip, finished 4-5 between Fredericksburg and Fayetteville, but the Fayetteville series in particular, Woody, was a pretty meaningful one for you guys. You pitched the ball really well. You had the no-hitter last week. So how would you describe maybe this last week's worth of games for you?
Yeah, I mean, we did things that show how good of a team that we can be, and it's just a matter of being consistent with that. I know that this team is capable of being the best team in this league. We have incredible talent on all sides of the ball, and if we can just continue to build upon our good games, and then when we have a poor game, move on from it as quickly as possible and learn the lessons that we need to learn within that game, and then go back to playing good, clean baseball. Like I said, I think we have the talent to be, you know, the best team in this league.
It still certainly feels like the best baseball is in front of this team. And now you get a good opportunity this week against Carolina to start. Then you get Lynchburg next week, who won the first half title in the North Division. So it's kind of a really important week and a half for these guys to really show what they've got against some really good competition.
Absolutely. I'm excited about that because, you know, you always want to play the toughest competition you can possibly play. And it'll be a good test for us. Like you said, both of these teams coming up are good teams. And again, I think that we are also a very good team, and I think when we play against good teams, it makes us play cleaner and crisper, and I think that'll be a good way for us to start our second half here and hopefully get rolling on the right foot.
And what's been a season of ups and downs for you guys? Mentioned it, you had the no-hitter last Thursday, first 9-inning no-hitter this organization has ever thrown. So to be a part of that and have a hallmark win like that for this team that's been battling through it all season, how important was it for this group?
I mean, yeah, it's really special. Anytime you get a no-hitter, whether it's a, you know, one guy does it, a combined no-hitter or what, like, it's obviously a very special day and a very special moment. And the players that take part in it should take pride in that. The players that get to be a part of it should be, you know, happy and enjoy that. And again, it just goes to showing, like, the type of talent that is on this team. You don't just, like, accidentally throw a no-hitter. You do it because you have a good team. And it doesn't just go with the guys on the mound who obviously had an incredible day that day, but goes to the defense. Like, we had a couple of really great defensive plays. Ellis Cuevas stands out. He made a play early in the game going back towards the wall, and then another play later in the game coming in and making a diving catch. Like, then obviously Amparo with the two-run homer in the top of the ninth to cap it off. It was really, really a special night, and I think showcased how good this team can be. And it's just a matter of now, like, taking that sort of like swagger and that mentality that, like, we can do that on any given night. Like, we have the talent to do it. So taking that sort of to the ballpark every night, I think, was very important for us.
And it feels like the pitching staff is really turned a corner this month. I know Casey Day has been working really hard with that group, but you guys had a lot of strikeouts last week, 18 of them on Sunday as a staff, and you've had four quality starts from your starters this month as well. So it has to feel like this starting or this pitching staff as a whole is really heading in a good direction right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Casey, as you know, works his tail off. He's usually the first guy in the building and, you know, oftentimes the last guy out, and it's because he's constantly working on stuff. He's, you know, got the busiest day out of all of us. He's got meetings all day that he runs, and he's constantly out here with, you know, pitchers work groups, and, you know, we got bullpens every day, and he's just always running around doing something, being productive and doing his best to get the most out of these guys. And you're really seeing a lot of his hard work pay off, and the pitchers deserve a lot of credit too, because, you know, they are the ones, you know, sweating and throwing the ball and putting in the work physically. And it's been really cool to see how some of these guys have grown throughout the season. We had quite a few guys in the last just few weeks, you know, already make PRs on their fastball for their seasons, a couple guys for their career. And it's just, like I said, goes to show the hard work that is going in all aspects of the game, but especially on the pitching side there. Really good to see it sort of start paying off.
visiting with manager Colin Woody. Before I let you go, a very unique experience for this team here as you add major league rehabber Chadwick Tromp. How important is it, or how beneficial can it be to add a guy like that who's been in a big league clubhouse, played in a big league game, and have him interact with a young group here?
Yeah, it's always good to have guys with major league service time around for, you know, for a plethora of reasons, and specifically with Trumpy, it's going to be great because he is a guy that has been around major league clubhouses, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, and knows what it looks like to be a professional and doesn't take that with any sort of ego. So he is super open to talking to all the guys, wants to sort of, you know, be one of the guys when he's in our clubhouse. And it's just going to be awesome to have him here, you know, for as long as he's here, to be able to sort of be that beacon of like, hey guys, if we don't know what to do, maybe let's look at Trumpy and see how he's going about his business. And hopefully for a lot of these guys, whether it's within small conversations or just watching the way he goes about his business, hopefully they can learn a lot from him, you know, like I said, for the amount of time that he's here.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Mitchell.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with Star and Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.